2 years ago, Mark Little was one of RTE's biggest names, former Washington correspondent, presenter of primetime, when he packed it all in to launch a digital startup called Storyful. There was a lot of curiosity and no little scepticism about his ambition to create a Reuters for the digital age. Today, though, 25 people work with Mark, sourcing news, audio and video from around the world for global distribution. They curate and they verify. That means they collect and they check news from grassroots sources and then sell it on to Irish and international media groups. Paula Caniff spent a day inside Storyful.
On est malienne et fière de l'être.
Nous nous sommes contre la séparation de notre nation, le Mali.
Sounds like feed. One was thinking sun, feed, let, or something like that, but I can't figure it out. But I've pinged someone there to see if I can get a translator.
If you imagine what a curator does in a museum, they're taking all these little bits of information and artefacts and they're basically arranging them in an order for you so it tells a story and it makes sense and it brings something alive to you. And what we're doing is we're taking all these elements out of social media, we're arranging them in an order that makes sense and we're giving you the story in between so that it makes sense to you as a news story. It is journalism, it's just journalism by another name, really.
There we go, fear to lend. Mystery solved.
My name is Markham Nolan. I'm the managing editor of Storyful, and I've been with the company now for a year and a half, from when it was only five people up until our current position, which is nearly 30 people, most of us journalists working full-time. Most people in the public probably just see Storyful as storyful.com because that's our public site. Really, it's the tip of the iceberg. Storyful Pro is where we do all our paid-for services for news clients, so we have a lovely growing roster of clients, including the likes of the New York Times and ABC in the States and France 24. We're a brand new form of news agency, effectively. So we're kind of like a Reuters or an AP for a digital age. We're finding content on social media, which is just a vast resource now. It's one that the news agencies can't ignore anymore.
Yeah, I'll add that to the existing entry.
My name is Claire Wardle, and my background is that I was an academic, and I used to train at the Cardiff School of Journalism. For the last month, I've been here with my new title as Global Advocate. At Storyful, it's all about discovering the best content, verifying that content, and then delivering it back to the journalists, not saying, here's an 800-word story or here's a radio package, but actually saying, here are the bits of content that you might then want to use to make your own stories. So we can tell you that this is from Syria, this is from somebody that we know.
Listen, I'm just doing a quick Irish thing here.
Okay, cool.
My name is Mark Little. I'm the chief executive and founder of Storyful. Curation is a way of separating out from what other sites like the Huffington Post have done. They've built business models about what they call aggregation, which really means taking published articles or blog posts and excerpting them and putting together a new way. That's aggregation. Curation is finding the original source. So you find the person who's on the scene, who's taken that picture, and you talk to them. We also want to develop the technology and the software that will help all journalists to make use of social media. And if we can build a service that makes money out of helping journalists to get there, to understand this, to move into the new world, and also build the underlying technology, then I think we will be a very big power in journalism around the world. So that's the business model.
I've been sort of working in web and development for about 10 years, originally from South Africa. I'm Paul Watson, I'm the CTO at Storyful. One of our driving goals is not to replace humans with algorithms like Google does or Facebook does, where they try and scale things like to a billion people just through algorithms, just through computers. There's no humans in between you and what you put out. At Storyful, we say humans still have a role to play. So on the tech side, we build tools and we build systems that make it easier for the guys to verify content, to find content, to be alerted to content. So if there's a vast stream of data, how do we get the signals that get passed on to the curators?
Okay, we'll start with Syria. Breaches of ceasefire today. Where is that?
Malachy Brown is my name. I'm news editor at Storyful.com. I work primarily on the pro service. I have a background in information technology and media. The difficulty with the social web is there's so much information shared, so many videos are spliced and diced and reissued, and a lot of stuff that's put out there is agenda driven. And our job is to verify that what a video says it it is in fact that. And often that involves debunking video and images. For instance, when there was an 8.5 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia, a lot of videos immediately started circulating of the 2004 devastating tsunami. We were able to identify very quickly that these were old videos through technology that maps images and where they came from and where their sources came from. And we could see that they were much older than that particular day. So we were able to debunk those videos very quickly.
One video claiming to be shells landing in Homs, but very hard to tell a difference between a video that was uploaded yesterday and today.
It's an unusual cycle because, unlike, say, a newspaper or a radio station, our deadline just runs all the way through the day. So our deadline is whatever's current, and our deadline is always now.
We really want to become a kind of industry standard so that when we would go into newsrooms, it would be the second screen. People would say, of course, you know, we need to have Storyful.